Well, let's check girls' state basketball tournament play first yesterday in Class 4A quarterfinal round action. Pella's Sierra Buckheit never has to worry about getting enough arch on her shots. She gets plenty. The 5'9" senior hit two rainbow three-pointers during a second-half run that turned the game around and enabled fourth-ranked Pella to beat number 5 Lewis Central 47-43. Pella outscored Lewis Central 12-1 during that burst, erasing a 26-24 deficit and building a 36-27 lead late in the third quarter. The Lady Dutch had to battle the Titans throughout the fourth quarter, but they had the cushion they needed to stay ahead. Buckheit finished with 9 points and 8 rebounds for Pella, the state runner-up a year ago. Kiara Bradley led the Lady Dutch with 18 points, and Katie Vandermullen added 9. Lewis Central, in the tournament for the third time in 5 years, got 17 points and 8 rebounds from freshman Megan Whitty. Megan Holt scored 11 for the Titans, and Alyssa Pomeranke had 7. Down 10 early in the fourth quarter, Lewis Central ran off 6 straight points to cut the lead to 39-35, but they couldn't get any closer. Pella improves to 20-4 as they move into a semifinal game on Friday. Lewis Central 22-2 as their season comes to a close. The other 4A quarterfinal yesterday saw Marion beat Boone 46-38. In the 5A quarterfinals, it was Indianola over Johnston 77-67. Cedar Falls edging Iowa City High 48-46. West Des Moines Valley disposed of Dowling Catholic 87-64. And it was Iowa City West edging Waukee 40-38. The Exira EHK Spartans will take on the Turkey Valley Trojans in the girls' Class 1A state semifinals this morning in Des Moines. The Spartans are confident after a first-round win over Sydney, 58-43. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson thought his team responded well to adversity in the quarterfinal round. The Spartans' active defense was a big part of their win over Sydney, and Coach Peterson says they'll have to do even better in the semis.
Quite a few kids with quite a few steals, but at the same time, you know, we always value, we just want to get tipped. Anytime we can get tip passes, you know, hopefully it gets into the head of our opponent. And, you know, we just have to stay active. You know, communications is going to be essential for us, obviously, today. And then, obviously, finishing our defensive possessions with a rebound. You know, we can't afford to give second-chance opportunities, which, you know, we did okay the other day, but it's going to have to be a lot better and all cleaned up today.
Well, the Spartans face a tough challenge from last year's Class 1A runner-up Turkey Valley, who won their opening game against Janesville 60-58. Coach Peterson talked about slowing down two strong scorers for the Trojans.
State runner-up a year ago by 1 point, you know, that game could have went either way. And, you know, back to the semis again, it all starts with Shelby Reeks out there, their point guard. And she's just so active, you know, at 5'11". She's able to do a lot of different things. And, you know, and it's not definitely not a one-man show because Morgan Keenan, 35, is very, very athletic. You know, she gets to the ball. She's long. She's fast. She can handle the ball. She attacks the rim. So, you know, just those two alone, those are their two leading scorers. And then
Sophia Peppers has been a big factor in Exira EHK's postseason run, and she had another big game against Sydney with 22 points, 7 rebounds, 4 steals, and 4 assists. Coach Peterson said he expected her to step up and be the strong leader of the team. Peppers said her team is locked in and ready after the first round win.
The nerves are gone. The new ones that haven't been here before, their nerves are gone, and I think we'll be okay.
We'll have coverage of the Spartans and the Trojans this morning here on KJAN. Chris Parks and Mike Smith will be courtside to bring you all the pregame coverage starting at 10:45 with tip-off set for 11:45 this morning. The other 1A semi is the early game. That starts at 10 this morning as defending champ Springville faces off against Kingsley Pearson. The 2A semis are this afternoon with Iowa City Regina facing Western Christian at 1:30. Then at 3:15, Trainer battles Cascade. Trainer 26-0 on the season, second-ranked coming into today's clash. The 3A semis are later on this evening at 5. Sioux Center plays Cherokee. And at 6:45, Center Point Urbana will battle Pocahontas Area. That'll round out today's semifinal action at state. Well, pairings and game times for the boys' state basketball tournament were released on Wednesday afternoon. In Class 3A, the Atlantic Trojans drew the 8th seed. That means they face top seed Waverly Shellrock Tuesday in a 2 o'clock game next week. We'll have coverage of that game here on KJAN with the pregame starting at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's a tall task for Atlantic, not because necessarily they're the number one seed, but because they're pretty big in the middle. At 22-1 on the season, Waverly Shellrock, who's also top-rated in Class 3A, features 6'10" Austin Fife. He's averaging 19 points and 13 rebounds a game this season. He's a University of Northern Iowa recruit who will be tough to handle in the middle. for Atlantic. We'll see how they match up coming up next Tuesday, March 7th, in that 2 o'clock tip time that, of course, we'll have for you here on KJAN. The other 3A quarterfinals feature Cedar Rapids Xavier playing Mount Pleasant, West Delaware facing Dallas Center Grimes, Pella against Sergeant Bluff Luton. Also in the other classes, in 1A, in the quarterfinals, North Lynn is the top seed. They'll play Maple Valley in the opening round. Gladbrook Rhinebeck faces Linville Sully. Grandview Christian faces West Hancock. And Remsen St. Mary's battles New London. In the 2A quarterfinals, top seed Western Christian faces South Hamilton. Number 4, Western Dubuque plays Comanche. Second-seeded Pella Christian battles Van Meter, while third-seeded Kemper Catholic will face Garner Hayfield Ventura in first-round action. In fact, that Kemper Catholic game is the game right ahead of the Atlantic game on Tuesday. That starts at 12:15. You may want to get down there early and check that out if you're headed down to the ballgame. Also in Class 4A quarterfinals, top seed is Iowa City West. They'll play Newton. Dubuque Hempstead battles Cedar Rapids Kennedy. West Des Moines Valley faces Des Moines North, and Bettendorf will play Sioux City East. The boys' tournament is next week in Des Moines. In college basketball, third-ranked UCLA was able to enjoy a laugher despite losing one of their top players to injury. Bryce Alford scored 29 points, and the Bruins improved to 14-3 in the Pac-12 as they blasted Washington 98-66. Alford drained 8 of UCLA's 14 three-pointers. Lonzo Ball added 19 points, 7 rebounds, and 8 assists for the Bruins, who led by as many as 42 as they improved to 15-1 at home. UCLA had to finish the game, though, without TJ Leaf because of a twisted left ankle suffered 5 minutes into the game. Elsewhere in the top 25, John Collins had 25 points and 11 rebounds, leading Wake Forest to an 88-81 win against number 8 Louisville. Canyon Berry scored 14 points, and the 12th-ranked Florida Gators won for the 10th time in 11 games, topping Arkansas 78-65. And also last night, number 19 Notre Dame beating Boston College 82-66. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey expects freshman point guard Jordan Bohannon to handle tonight's game at 22nd-ranked Wisconsin like any other road game. Bohannon will be trying to knock off the Badgers after spending several years traveling to the Kohl Center to cheer for two of his brothers who played for Wisconsin.
This is not the first tough road game we've had. This is not the first time that teams are going to come after him. I mean, it's happened to him multiple times all year. I don't know that it's going to be any different for him than it was on Saturday, that it was at Purdue, at Northwestern. I mean, you just keep going.
Bohannon connected on 8 three-pointers in the Hawkeyes' upset win at 24th-ranked Maryland this past weekend. McCaffrey says the Badgers are tough at home, no matter what the circumstance.
You know, they only have one loss at home. You know, they're one of the best teams in our league. Preseason pick to win the league. There's always a full house. So, yeah, I mean, they're going to come after him, but you know, he's seen that before.
McCaffrey says the Badgers' strength is their balance, and not just on offense.
Wisconsin's got a lot of weapons. You know, they have an inside game. They have an outside game. They move the ball. They don't turn it over. They defend. They rebound. Yeah, I don't look at it, boy, they have a great inside game, outside game. I look at all the other things that they do.
We've got plenty of basketball coverage for you today. Girls high school hoops in the morning, and then the Hawkeyes tonight. We'll have that game for you live this evening. Pre-game at 7 o'clock, tip time from the Kohl Center in Madison, set for 8 o'clock this evening. That's Iowa at Wisconsin, Big Ten Conference basketball. And the NFL salary cap for the upcoming season will be $167 million per team. That's up more than $12 million over last year. This is the fourth consecutive year that the cap has risen at least $10 million. Since 2011, the cap has increased by $47 million, making players just a little richer. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.